Over the past 7 episodes of Borders-ish, we've talked about the divides between nations and how the pandemic has physically separated society. But what about the border between yourself and what you want others to think of you?
To get at this question, Michael Hu explores the philosophy of online dating and makes his first dating profile. He's here with the details.
Tinder averages around 3 billion swipes a day. If everyone on Tinder spends 1 second browsing each profile, that's still over 800,000 hours spent daily, just swiping, left to reject and right to like. The uptick in dating app usage isn't surprising. It's been a tough year for singles. 60% of Tinder users say they use the platform because they feel lonely. I've also noticed the trend in my personal life. Nearly all my single friends have used dating apps in the past year.
I just started using Tinder, and I swiped right on this MIT girl who I thought was pretty cute. We met up for dinner once.
And that went well. Alternate between like pretty high standards and pretty low standards. So like if
it's I almost exclusively just use Hinge now.
Like, I guess I should say that my bio basically says like send so me funny pickup lines.
Easy to get obviously like start off by tunnel vision, saying something about like older
Tinder, which is probably for whatever. Good reason.
Their prompts.
Despite the popularity of online dating, I've never used it. So I decided to get with the times. I swiped through the dating app section of the App Store and picked my match, Hinge. This is not a Hinge ad, I promise. Hinge calls itself
the dating app designed to be deleted,
which I thought was nice. After making a Hinge profile, I asked some friends to critique it.
Okay, wait, this one is really dark.
It's a little blurry.
It's a little blurry too.
No, just kidding.
The first photo of just you, the profile picture is definitely great because I took it.
Burritoing myself in a blanket and walking kitchen. Okay.
That's really cute. I like that. That's wholesome. 5'11". Oh, you should just brown it up to 6. I'm kidding.
After getting both good and questionable advice from my friends, I made a few edits. Then I turned on the app and started matching.
All right, let's do it. I'm pressing the button. My body is ready. Bam!
Bam.
My profile was up and running, but I still didn't fully get online dating. Was meeting people through Hinge fundamentally different from meeting in person? And what is the philosophy of online dating? I decided to speak to a philosopher, Professor Alexander Nihamas at Princeton University. He defended meeting people virtually.
It's very important not to just dump onto the virtual and say, well, it's not genuine. Because why is being in person genuine? You're still pretending. You're still projecting the self that you want to project.
Forget online dating for a moment. Dumping on new mediums is as old as writing itself. In the days of ancient Greece, philosophers like Socrates used to argue against writing. Ironically, a student of Socrates named Plato then wrote down one of these anti-writing arguments.
In a dialogue called the Phaedrus.
In the Phaedrus, Socrates tells a myth
about a god who goes to the king of Egypt and says, I have this wonderful new invention, writing. And the king says, no, it's a bad thing. Because a book, no matter how much you ask it questions, will simply say the same thing all over again.
Of course, there are things that books do better than oral tradition, storing and sending information, for example.
What's fascinating about this Platonic argument that I gave you is that usually the media change. The argument doesn't change. The old medium is always supposed to be the one that is more personal, more direct.
To tie this argument to online dating, meeting offline is more personable and direct, but that's not the only thing that matters.
The most important thing is to realize that this is not a one is better than the other. It's what you get and what you lose from each mode. Each one has its price, so to speak. And I'm not exactly sure what the price is.
Professor Nihamas sent me on a journey to understand the price of online dating. This journey led me to Dr. Jess Carboneau, the former sociologist of Tinder and Bumble. She explained that in dating, there are 3 types of love, all interacting with each other. The first type is romantic love. Romantic love is
love that we see enacted in film, television, literature. And this type of love is really based upon myth, the idea of one true love, love at first sight, love conquering all.
Romantic love contrasts with prosaic love, which is the part of love that is negotiation and sacrifice and work.
Prosaic love is a love that's observed, whether it's as a child observing your parents, observing couples. You learn about love based upon experience. And it's understood that myths, while very nice to hold on to, are not necessarily realistic in terms of how people would go about enacting their daily lives.
There's a tension between romantic and prosaic love. It's the tension between holding hands and explaining to your partner that trash goes in the trash can. Every couple deals with this differently. And beyond romantic and prosaic love, there's a third force, which is that of the market. Enter market love.
You can't operate alone. You are operating as an individual searching for a partner. People ultimately net out based upon what is available to them in the given marketplace.
The love market is unavoidable. Whether at the bar or on the apps, singles make decisions about potential partners. The benefit of online dating is transparency.
Offline daters do not have the market operating for them in a real-time way, whereas people on Tinder and other dating apps are able to see quickly and in real time how they're measuring up. They know how many people they're matching with in a given day. They know how many people they're swiping right on who also swipe right on them. They're able to see how many people respond to their messages.
Transparency comes with a price. And that price is love in a bigger market. On dating apps, everyone sees more options. But to Dr. Carboneau, the intent of dating online is to eventually meet someone in person.
People should view online dating as the mechanism to ultimately meet in person. And that once you get to meet someone in person, that's not diminished by the process by which you've met. Just because you met via an online dating app doesn't mean that your love can't be romantic or exciting.
Online dating is now the number one way couples meet in the U.S. It's also how Dr. Carboneau met her husband.
My husband and I matched on 3 different dating apps. We matched on JSwipe, Hinge, and Tinder all on the same day.
After being on Hinge for 4 days, I ended up with 3 likes. But something else happened. After all the trouble of creating a profile, interviewing experts, and trying to understand online dating, I ended up meeting someone the old-fashioned way, in person. So after 4 days in the online love market, I deleted Hinge. After all, Hinge is the dating app designed to be deleted. And if I've been reminded of anything in making this episode, it's that love comes in many forms. Online or offline, pre-planned or unexpected.
You're listening to Borders-ish, a 9-part series produced by an audio journalism class at Princeton University. We are your hosts, Ameya Hadap and Anna Sotomayor. To wrap up the series, we've got a story on what defines a neighborhood in eastern Queens and its borders.